Welcome, elevated viewers, to a journey through aesthetic realms. O Son of Spirit, my first counsel is this: possess a pure, kindly, and radiant heart, that thine may be a sovereignty ancient, imperishable, and everlasting. Thus begins, from the Arabic, the first selection of the hidden words as revealed by the beloved Baha'u'llah, the founder of the Baha'i Faith. In reverence of the birth anniversary of Baha'u'llah, today's presentation is dedicated to Baha'u'llah and the origin of the Baha'i Faith. We had the opportunity to speak with some Baha'i members. Mr. Nathan Davis from Chicago, the United States, described the compassionate nature of Baha'u'llah.
Baha'u'llah came from what is now Iran. Then it was called Persia. And he was born in the year 1817. And Baha'u'llah actually grew up in a very wealthy and noble family. His father was one of the ministers of the king of Persia, of the Shah. And so Baha'u'llah grew up in a lot of affluence and wealth, and he even had sort of a career, you know, laid out for him in the government, that he could be very successful and very wealthy. But he never really aspired to that kind of lifestyle. And he spent his younger years mostly in the countryside, in the gardens, giving a lot of his possessions to the poor. He was known to the people of his town as the father of the poor, and his wife was known as the mother of consolation. They were very generous and very charitable people.
In the mid-1800s, Baha'u'llah joined thousands of other truth seekers in a spiritual movement called the Babi Faith. However, those times were tumultuous, and Baha'u'llah was detained.
Baha'u'llah for 4 months was beneath the ground in this dungeon, and it was there that he had a divine revelation where he essentially knew that he was actually being called by God as a divine messenger to bring a new faith and usher in a new era of human history.
Well, in Baha'u'llah's case, the symbol of the Holy Spirit coming to him was what we call the Maid of Heaven. A beautiful maiden came and hovered in the air above him in the prison cell and pointed to him and then addressed all of creation and saying that this is the beauty of God amongst you if you could just understand it. And she said many more things and promised him that his cause would triumph in the world. It would prosper no matter what happened. He said, "Thou art in safety," and promised him ultimate victory. And the faith has achieved victory. It's remained united throughout the world, and there's more than 5 million followers of the Baha'i Faith in the world today, and it continues to grow in all parts of the planet.
After his awakening, Baha'u'llah traveled around the Middle East and ultimately settled in the Holy Land of Israel. During this time, he shared his teachings by means of personal recitations and writings, which form the Baha'i scriptures that have continued to this day. Mr. Davis shares further insights on the essence of the Baha'i Faith.
The Baha'i Faith is based on three main principles. Baha'u'llah taught that there's one God, one creator, and that this God has always existed and will always exist, and that this is the same God that has sent all of the religions. So no matter whether we call that God God or Allah or Jehovah or Yahweh, whatever word we use, this is the same spiritual essence.
Baha'u'llah highlighted the splendor and preciousness of the diversity on earth.
Baha'u'llah taught that the diversity of the human race adds to the beauty of the human race. And this temple that we are in today and all the Baha'i temples around the world are surrounded by gardens. And the garden is sort of a metaphor for this spiritual diversity, or I should say the physical diversity of the human race. The different colors and personalities and different traits of people is what make humanity beautiful, the same way the different flowers of a garden make the garden beautiful.
We do have in our teachings an awareness of kindness to animals. In my own family, we have pets, very beloved animals that give us much joy in our lives. And Baha'u'llah says that they deserve to be treated kindly because they do not have the power of speech. They can't defend themselves, so they need our compassion.
Baha'i emphasizes the importance of daily prayer, compassion, and devotion to our fellow co-inhabitants. Mr. Edward Price recites for us one of the daily prayers of the Baha'is.
It's called the Short Obligatory Prayer, and it goes like this. I bear witness, O my God, that Thou hast created me to know Thee and to worship Thee. I testify at this moment to my powerlessness and to Thy might, to my poverty and to Thy wealth. There is none other God but Thee, the help in peril, the self-subsisting.
We will be right back to learn more about the benevolent influence of Baha'u'llah's teachings on humankind. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Wondrous viewers, welcome back to A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms on Supreme Master Television. Today's program honors the beloved founder of the Baha'i faith, Baha'u'llah, whose teachings of virtue and compassion have attracted and transformed many followers.
I often wonder what would have happened to me if I hadn't encountered the Baha'i faith. In my early years, I was a very confused young man, and the teachings of Baha'u'llah completely redirected my life. I became a person that cared very much about spiritual matters, cared very much about service to humanity. I was enamored of Baha'u'llah's teaching that service to humanity is the same as prayer. So you can be engaged in prayer constantly through your whole day if you are doing something that is of service to all of humanity, not just yourself. And the ethical and spiritual teachings, the moral standard, and a life of spiritual purity where we stay away from harmful things like drug abuse and those sorts of things, it completely revolutionized my life and inspired my mind to take on greater and greater challenges in my life. And that's what Baha'u'llah has done, and much more, I would have to say.
It's very much encouraged me and taught me to live a life always trying to be of service to others, to help the world in some way, whether it's another person or a community or whatever the situation is, to just live a life not for myself, but for the betterment of humanity.
Indeed, according to the Baha'i faith, a spiritually enlightened world is the key to moving forward as a whole.
Baha'u'llah says that we should know of our own knowledge, not through the knowledge of our neighbor, meaning that we all have been given the capacity to search out the truth and to find our calling in life and to find our path of service in life. And so whenever I look into anything, whether it's a discovery, a new theory about living, I always try to look at it through spiritual eyes and search out the truth in it. Because I look at things with a searching eye, I'm really able to, I feel like, keep growing. As the human knowledge and our collective spiritual knowledge increases, I'm able to learn with all the people of the world and keep on my spiritual journey. And I think that's really what it's all about. When we work together and when we look at things with the spirit of search, then I think we're able to really learn from each other and create a lot more peace and harmony in the world.
Through Baha'u'llah's teachings, many people have discovered that God's love and light is omnipresent.
Through all of the ups and downs of life, which we all go through, the biggest comfort I found is in the belief that none of us is ever alone, and that we're always protected. So through all the journeys, I never feel like I've gone through it by myself. Baha'u'llah says, O Son of Light, forget all, save me, and commune with my spirit. This is of the essence of my command, therefore turn unto it. That just sums up everything, that no matter what we're going through and no matter what the period is in our lives, we need to forget everything except for God. That's the core of everything, is to always commune with God and have Him be our guiding light throughout our lives.
The Reverend Baha'u'llah left this earthly life in 1892, designating his eldest son, Abdul Baha, as his successor to interpret his teachings and be the head of the faith. Abdul Baha continued to rejoice in the multitude of forms of life which our Creator has bestowed upon us. He advocated vegetarianism, saying the food of the future will be fruit and grains. The time will come when meat will no longer be eaten. Medical science is only in its infancy, yet it has shown that our natural food is that which grows out of the ground. Our guests wish to share their special message of hope for the world.
Always live a life thinking of others. Through living a life in that way, we find our own happiness. Living a life of giving and sacrifice and selflessness is the best gift that you can give to others as well as to yourself.
Well, I would just say to the viewers who are perhaps concerned or worried about the state of the world that our destiny as a human race is to carry forward an ever-advancing civilization. And when we choose to act in accordance with the law of unity, we're advancing that process towards our destiny. When we cling to the thing that is growing, to the unity, to the love, to the acceptance, we're feeding that spiritual process to create a new world. And we have confidence in that, and that we are going to make it as a human race, and everything's going to be okay.
For more information on the Baha'is around the world, please visit www.baha'i.org. We sincerely thank our Baha'i friends, Mr. Nathan Davis, Ms. Noura Mauzun, and Mr. Edward Price, for graciously sharing your understanding on the great Baha'u'llah and his teachings. We pray that the Baha'i faith's universal message of brotherly love will soon become our reality, so that all beings may live together in an Eden on earth. Enlightened viewers, thank you for joining us today on A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Vegetarianism, The Noble Way of Living, coming up next after Noteworthy News. May the light of truth guide you in all your endeavors.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AJAR.